How do we look at Halloween through the filter of our Catholic faith? Bishop David Condorla of the Diocese of Tulsa, Oklahoma, has done that. As a matter of fact, he has communicated a number of points in a letter to the faithful in his diocese, and he's going to share that with us this morning. Bishop Condorla, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
As we get ready for Halloween, and you mentioned this in a communication to the faithful in the Diocese of Tulsa, the custom of Halloween, both spiritual, but at the same time, contrary to our Catholic faith, and it's all because of pop culture clouding these differences. Could you explain what the authentic spirit of Halloween is and how we should be discerning to that?
Well, as we talked about in the article, the very word Halloween, the eve of the hallows of the saints, the eve of all saints, indicates that it's the beginning of celebrating the feast day, which is the 31st, of all saints, which happens on November the 1st. And so our stance for the celebration is really one almost liturgical, or can be. It's a stance that sees us looking towards the saints as models and intercessors and even as heroes. You know, one of the things that's popular, of course, for the celebration of Halloween in the United States is the use of costumes that are the heroes that are on the cartoons and the movies and so forth. And so we, of course, have our own large group of heroes in the saints that young men and young women can learn about, decide which one they like best, which one fits their personality best, and choose among them.
Bishop Condorla, in the Bible Belt where you are, I imagine you run into some Protestant groups that think Halloween is totally a bad deal and off limits. How do you kind of wade into that a little bit?
Well, I think in our Catholic mind, we don't divide the world into those things which we are consider bad and evil and those things which are good, but rather we see some good in all the things that God has created when they're used properly. And so I think if a person is missing out on the relationship with saints, then they might be tempted to not find anything redeeming about the celebration of Halloween. But for us as Catholics, we fortunately don't have to make that kind of choice between celebrating Halloween at all or celebrating it in a way that we would say is more proper to us as disciples of Jesus Christ.
Bishop Condorla, advice to parents listening this morning as we get ready for Halloween, and if the kids like the gothic costumes, the dark side of Halloween, and I know that sounds redundant, what about those costumes that glorify death? How should we deal with those?
Well, of course, we don't glorify death. We are saddened by the prospect of death, our own, and the death of those that we love. But we are buoyed up in hope and joy by the promise of the resurrection. And so I think parents can use the opportunity to teach their children to be able to recognize death. Take, for instance, the celebration of the Day of the Dead. In some cultures, that even happens in the cemetery. And, of course, it's complete with skulls and candy and cakes and things made to look like skulls, because skulls remind us of death, which is the end of this life, but always with an eye towards the promise of the resurrection. So I think if we teach the children to understand even the gothic aspects of Halloween, how that connects to our faith, then they can at least celebrate it without glorifying it, but just use it as a part of the celebration.
Bishop Condorla, is it a great time to teach little kids about the fact God is always with us and not to be afraid, even in the face of big kids with scary costumes on?
Oh, absolutely. We are surrounded by movies and cartoons and books and I'm sure stuff on the internet as well, with goblins and ghouls and ghosts and all kinds of scary things. Those are not, strictly speaking, they're not representing reality as it is. So God is the one who's created everything from nothing, and God has created it to be good and to be ordered and to be in service to us. And so we can have great confidence in the world that God has created and reject those aspects of the culture around us that introduce things that come from our literature and come from our imagination, but that are not true to the world that we live in.
Bishop Kondrula, as we put the culture in perspective again, a question for moms and dads and how they should focus their children on the Feast of All Saints.
Well, of course, the best way to do that is to attend Mass on the first, on that great feast day. The saints can capture our imagination. So far, we haven't done a good job yet in our publishing world and in our movie making and all the rest to catch up with what's going on. You know, we've got the whole Justice League and the whole Marvel universe and all of that. We need something equivalent to that with the super saints, you know, the saints who have demonstrated heroic courage and virtue in living their life, often in saving others. Take someone like Maximilian Kolbe. It wouldn't be hard to make a superhero out of the life and the death of Maximilian Kolbe, but on the Feast Day of All Saints, we can certainly teach our kids to do that, and then they can go home and get sick on all the candy they got.
No, Bishop Kondrula, our modern entertainment hasn't really caught up with the stories of the saints yet, but has the church known in its wisdom through the years that we're almost made to kind of need heroes one way or the other, and the saints actually fit the bill perfectly?
I think we just see that in our ordinary human life, in our daily life. There are people around us that we recognize and admire. Sometimes they're people we don't really know, some famous person we hear about or something. But often they're just people in our daily life, people at our parish, for example, that maybe we look up to. The children might have a favorite teacher, someone who's very kind and patient, and because of that they look up to them. So those are sort of common everyday saints and make it easy for us to teach young people about being saints and living a saintly life, being a person who lives for the good of others and seeks opportunities to do good for others as a way of experiencing joy and happiness in this life.
Bishop Kondrula, talk a little bit, as we've connected Halloween to the culture and how the culture has affected Halloween, about the Institute for Catholic Culture that you've established in the Diocese of Tulsa. What are you looking at?
Well, the purpose of the Institute is to help us in the midst of this culture, which can be, because of the aggressive secularism within it, it can be corrosive to faith and to people understanding what a truly human culture looks like. The goal of the Institute is to move into the parishes and the institutions within the diocese, the schools, the catechetical programs, and so forth, and to form small groups of people, small groups of friends, who can share life and faith together through the reading of wonderful texts. These could be great texts of literature or spiritual writings of saints, the scriptures itself, but to gather in small groups in homes, primarily, in ordinary places, and to share these great texts and what they mean to us, so that learning the faith and deepening our faith as friends, we can grow in it together and then launch out from those small groups to form other small groups and to spread the faith that way, invite people into these small groups.
Bishop Kondrula, talk a little about the power of small groups to really make the faith real, something we don't just come and observe on Sundays at Mass, but internalize and talk about and share about.
I think that people who have experienced retreat programs will readily recognize that after you go on a retreat, you typically become closer and more intimate with a small group of people who were on the retreat with you, and then you can look forward to opportunities to gather with them because of the friendships that were formed. And so I think that's the power of these small groups, not so much that we're coming together this evening to talk about the virtues contained in something like the wonderful poem of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, but because we're coming together to talk about that with this small group of people who I know and who I enjoy spending time with and who we have lots of laughs and fun together. And then we'll grow in our faith just as a natural part of that being together. Then when I'm apart from them, I'm inspired and encouraged by my time with them to now deal with whatever difficulties I may be facing in my life. Of course, they will also be a big support network for me and all the rest.
Bishop Condrillo, one more question about Halloween. What are your memories about Halloween when you were growing up? What are some of the costumes you wore?
I can remember that we did have some of these parties at the school, the Catholic school mm-hmm. I went to, where we went to dress as saints. My name being David, I probably dressed as a shepherd, as the King Shepherd.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. I only did St. Patrick once, and I've told that story. I tripped over my own costume. You can't take me anyplace. Bishop David Condrillo, thank you so much for your wisdom about Halloween. Bishop Condrillo is the fourth bishop of the Diocese of Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're blessed to have you on.